Hey everyone, thank you for the suggestion. Every guest's social media is now linked in the description of the podcast they appear in.
Hello everyone, and welcome to The New Yorkers, a podcast by New York City Cop. I am your host, Kelly Cop, published photographer, New York City tour business owner, real estate content creator, podcaster, and above all else, a New Yorker.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
With me today, I have Marco Abbiati. He is a New York City Christmas tour business owner. He is from Italy, lives in Luxembourg, and is a New York City enthusiast. But above all else, he is a New Yorker. Welcome to the show, Marco. How are you doing today, my friend?
Thank you so much, Kelly, for the invite. I'm very good. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm really happy you're here. For our listeners who don't know, Marco and I have been good friends for quite a few years. So it's an honor to have you on the show today, Marco.
The honor is mine. We met back in 2016 for the first time.
That 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the first time that I came to New York. I came here for business reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we met. It was just for fun because of our Instagram pages. And then we became good friends. And that's where we are now.
And it was also from some Facebook pages too, correct?
Back at the time, I was mostly on Facebook. But right now, I'm just on Instagram. Yeah.
Well, tell us about you. You're from where? And tell us a little bit.
Of course. So I'm originally from Italy. I was born and raised in Milano. And then because of my studies, I moved abroad. I studied in Belgium and I studied in Germany. And then I started my career in finance in Luxembourg.
Nice.
And then in 2016, because of business, because of my career, I moved to New York on a secondment. And that's when I started at the beginning, just for fun, as a hobby, my Instagram page about the holiday season in New York. As I said, at the beginning, it was just for fun. It was just to post a bit, about the holiday season, the best Christmas trees, the best sites to go to see all the holiday lights.
Right.
And then the page started to grow because basically what I saw is that there was like a missing spot on the social media. There were a lot of pages about New York City. But there was no page that was all about the holiday season. And so I said, okay, why not? Because it was like October, the city was getting ready for Christmas. So I said, okay, let's give it a try. Let's launch this page that was called My Christmas in New York.
Right.
And it worked out very well because since the beginning, the page started growing fast and fast.
And what year did you start My Christmas in New York page? Do you remember?
It was like around the October 2016.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the page started growing very fast. At the beginning, it was just, to post a bit like pictures. And then, it remained like an hobby for like 4 years, 5 years that COVID came. And after COVID, I had already like 100,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were saying, were writing to me that they were planning to come to New York during the holiday season. What can I do? Where should I go? What are the best Christmas sites? And so I thought, why not trying to create a business out of that?
Right.
And I remember exactly that I contacted you. It was July 2021.
You have a great memory.
Yeah. It was July 2021. And I sent an email, a message to you. And I say, Kelly, what do you think if we launch some tours? Let's work together. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we started a bit thinking about the holiday tours, about, our also business project. And that's also when we became also partners for business and we started working together.
Right. When you asked me, to join you, I'm like, of course, because I think you're a very brilliant businessman and brilliant person as well. But, I knew it would do well.
Yeah. And, I mean, definitely it went really well from the beginning. I mean,
right,
2021,
right.
It was difficult. I don't know if you remember, but it was
inside
the COVID time. And it was very complicated because we were going to Diker Heights. Later we will talk more about the tours, but we were going to Diker Heights. On the bus, we had to wear masks. At the check-in, we had to check like the COVID pass, you know, the COVID certificate to make sure that everybody that was going on the bus was vaccinated, because that were the rules at the time. And at the end of the season, also Omicron spread. So it was really a complicated
year.
It was really
the
complicated.
Specific variant. That's funny that you even remember that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And but still, nevertheless, we had more than 2,500 clients already during the first holiday season.
Right.
And then the business continued growing, you know, in 2022, we had 4,500 clients. Last year, 2023, 6,000 clients. And now it keeps on growing. More and more people enthusiasts over the holiday season are coming to New York. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a genius. You're a genius, Marco. I mean, you're a machine at this too. I mean, he is. I think I'm busy with all my social media, with the podcast and my own tour business too. And then there's Marco. He's running circles around me. He's incredible. Let's talk about some Christmas questions, I should say, or info that people want to hear about. Let's start. You start with what you think we should start talking about first. And one thing you mentioned to me was the weather.
Correct. That's absolutely something interesting, because I receive hundreds of messages every day on Instagram. And one of the questions, the most important question that people have is, how is the weather in December? Will it snow in December, you know? And my answer is a bit always the same. I mean, it's always a lottery. Expect the unexpected.
Right.
Because really there is no written rule about the weather in December. In certain season, it's mild. And then at the end of the season, it becomes much colder.
Right.
And other season, it's already very cold from the beginning of December.
I always say bring extra clothes than not enough. Because I always say bring your winter coat, bring your long underwear, bring your sweatshirts. Bring all that and your earmuffs, because you may or may not need it, but it's better to have than not have it. And I'm always bundled up every day, December, January. You know, I bought these earmuffs last year and I've never really been an earmuff person. They were the best investment in my life, I think, because you know what? This is the first year, because you know, every year I've gotten COVID on the tours, every December, because we're on a bus full of people. Some people are sick once in a while. But I got earmuffs this year and I didn't get anything. I think the earmuffs are the key.
Perfect.
Just let me think.
Great
that.
Advice.
But isn't that funny?
There is a way, I mean, that we say in Italy that is called like dress like an onion. I don't know if you say that.
Yeah,
also.
Layers.
Yeah, in layers. Exactly. And I think that's the best advice to give to people coming to New York in December.
Right.
Because mornings are colder, then it becomes a little bit warmer during
Correct.
The day. And then in the evening, it's again very, very cold, you know?
Right.
So it's good to dress in layers so that you can dress and undress depending on the Right. temperature of the day. And for me, this is the best tip to give.
Completely agree. It's December. It may snow. It probably won't, but it does get really cold.
Yeah, I always share also one statistical information on mm-hmm. my Instagram page that is about snow, as you perfectly said.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you to know, the last time that there was a huge snowstorm in December in New York, it was the night between the 16th and the 17th of December 2020. So it was 4 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. 2021, 2022, 2023. It never really snowed in New York in December. The big snowfall were in like January and February.
Mm-hmm.
And that's You're also right. something that I always like to share on social media, because a lot of people are wishing, you know, for a white Christmas in New
Correct.
York. It can happen. But I always like to tell to the people, don't expect that it will snow a lot, because, I mean, statistically speaking, in the past 4 years, there was no snow in December.
I don't expect it to snow at all, to be honest with you. I tell people it's probably not going to snow.
Exactly.
I remember when I was new to New York and we had this blizzard and it ended about 3 or 4 p.m. and the sun came out and Central Park had like a foot of snow, and there's nothing as beautiful as I've never seen anything so beautiful with the sun out and everybody was sledding. The park was just packed with people. And that's the last snow I remember. And Jay's lived here his whole life. So how about you, Jay? Do you feel like it snowed less in the last few years?
Oh, absolutely. I remember because we used to have Christmas at my house, and a few times my cousins came up from Virginia and they got snowed in because they couldn't leave.
Oh, really?
And we had to stay. Yeah, we had
That's
to stay
pretty cool.
longer at our house. But yeah, no, it used to snow a lot more, but I think now it's winter hasn't been very cold at all.
I feel like this last winter season is the first time we had a little bit of snow that was Not a lot, but enough for me to get up early and run out and get some videos and things like that. Well, do you want to talk about some Christmas lights and things like that and Christmas decorations?
Absolutely. Yes.
Where do you like to go for Christmas decorations?
So let's start from the basic.
Yes.
I mean, we need to talk about the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
100%.
It's obvious that that's the masterpiece of Christmas in New York. Everyone that is coming to New York for the holiday season, the first place where they go is to go to the Rockefeller Center.
Correct.
That's obvious. There is one thing that I want to say about the Rockefeller Center, because maybe that's something that not everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, you know, Kelly, because we also speak about that on the bus.
And we're usually together doing these things.
The Rockefeller Center tree is not lit 24 hours a day.
Right. Oh, yes.
They switch on the lights at 5 o'clock in the morning and they switch off the lights at midnight. This is very important for me to also to share this important information on my Instagram account, because if you want to see a tree lightning ceremony, let's put it in brackets, a tree lightning without crowds, you can simply wake up very early in the morning, but we have a lot of people coming from the UK, Europe, so maybe they will have some jet lag.
That's what I always say too.
You go in front of the Rockefeller Center tree at 4:50, you just wait 10 minutes, and at 5 o'clock sharp in the morning, the tree is lit. It's exactly the same thing that you will see at the tree lighting ceremony, but without crowds. It's like a first row show.
Actually, I did it last year. I did a video of that. Did you do a video too? Have you done one?
I did a video, of course.
Yeah, and I thought you did. And I was just, I went there last year for the first time and the last time, because I had to get up at 3 a.m. and take the train, you know, down. Yep. And it was very cold, but you know what? It was worth it. It was really cool. If I was on vacation visiting from anywhere in the world, even in the United States, I would get up and do it.
Yes,
absolutely. It's really cool. No one was there.
No.
And I had to experience it for myself. And you know what? I was by myself and I felt this happiness and joy. I'm like, this is really cool.
Yes. So, and also add on top of that, that all the lights on the Fifth Avenue are already on.
Correct.
So after you take a video of the Rockefeller Center tree that is lit, you can walk on the Fifth Avenue. You can see Saks. You can see Cartier. Mm-hmm. You can see Tiffany's. You can see Bergdorf Goodman. You can see the Plaza. It's a bit like the evening lights, but without crowds.
Right.
And that's really one of the things that the people need to know. If you want to take a good picture, you need to wake up early in the morning.
Right.
That's the best advice
that's
that I share.
That's a great point. I agree. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah. That's a really important point. Get up early and you can see everything with no crowds, basically.
And the second thing that I always like to, you know, to say on my Instagram page about the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, if you want to attend the tree lightning ceremony, the real one, that this year is going to be on December 4th, you need to get there very early.
Correct.
Okay? Because people think, okay, the tree lightning is like at 10 p.m., the show starts at 7, maybe I can go there like at 5, 6 and take a good spot. No way. People, the one that really wants a first row, they get in front of the tree already at 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock, and then they wait. It's a little bit like New Year's Eve in Times Square. You know,
exactly.
So you need to get there very early if you want to have a good spot. But consider that if you arrive after 2 o'clock, most probably you won't even see the tree, or you will be very far away from the tree. So if you're planning to go to see the tree lightning, get there very early. But it's like New Year's Eve in Times Square. Once you're in your spot, you cannot move.
Correct.
You cannot go to the bathroom. You cannot go for drinks or for coffee or for food. You need to stand there and wait.
Exactly. And it's also a huge maze. All of the streets have all these barriers that, you know, they have you like cattle,
of course,
you know, walking through. And it's a long day. Yeah. I mean, it's worth it to see the tree lit. It's it's beautiful. It's a worldwide known tree. And it's a dream for people to travel here and see that Christmas tree. And I think it's worth it. But expect to get up super early and be in line. Don't show up in the afternoon. Show up early in the morning, like you said. And dress warm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that for me, it's one of the most magical events of the holiday season, is the tree arrival at the Rockefeller Center. It's usually on a Saturday in the middle of November.
Right.
My expectation, but then let's wait for the confirmation of the Rockefeller Center, is that this year is going to be on Saturday, 16th of November, but nothing has been confirmed yet, but I love it. What do you think of that?
There's never really a time though, because it travels from wherever this tree is donated from, whatever family donates their tree, which actually the tree is scouted out by Rockefeller Center, and they ask the family if they can take the tree, or they would donate the tree, which is amazing. Yep. And then the tree, what the tree after it's done, real quick, is they create a they use the remnants of the tree for like habitat for humanity,
correct,
or whatever, correct.
Yes.
Just being clear on that, yes. Making sure I'm giving the correct information. However, it's we don't know what time their tree arrives in the city, though. Is that correct?
Correct. I mean, we don't know the date and the time, but mm-hmm. usually, the arrival, let's say the arrival ceremony, when the truck brings the tree in front of the Rockefeller Center, is like early in the morning. It
correct.
Usually starts like at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then the full process with the crane and with the tree being hoisted in position, that lasts from, let's say, 7 o'clock mm-hmm. till 11 o'clock in the morning. And that's beautiful because there is the family that donated the tree that is going mm-hmm. to participate. It's a nice event, you know. You see, you feel the happiness, you know, the
right.
spirit of Christmas. Because in my opinion, that's really the official start
exactly.
of the holiday season in New York. Because after that, you already start to see all the decorations popping out, you know, around the city,
right.
and it's just magical.
It's the kickoff of Christmas, I say.
Correct.
That's a really cool I loved it when that tree pulls in, and I love to see the videos, you know, overnight that people take as the tree is coming to New York
Correct.
City that they post on social media,
yeah.
the anticipation of it arriving to New York City. I think it's beautiful,
it's
and
beautiful.
It gets everybody excited, mm-hmm. and like you said, it just kicks off the season, and it's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is I think it's probably my favorite. But I do have some others that I do love too.
Of course.
Which Bryant Park, obviously, mm-hmm. right? I think that's a beautiful tree. That's also a really cool, beautiful Christmas tree lighting ceremony as well. That one you have to get there early as well. Because Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is the big lighting, but also Bryant Park is a huge tree lighting too.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey there, I'm Bellamy Young. I'm an actor and a producer. I've been working with the global humanitarian organization CARE, and I am so excited to invite you along for my new podcast, She Leads with CARE. Each week, you'll meet some incredible women who have changed their lives and their communities.
We raise our voices for people who don't raise their voices to defend themselves.
Listen to She Leads with CARE now on your favorite podcast platform. New episodes every Tuesday.
And one thing to add is that Bryant Park, Rockefeller Center, and Wall Street Christmas Tree
Correct.
Are usually lit one day after the other. And that's like always so beautiful. For
mm-hmm.
example, this year, again, nothing has been confirmed yet, but this is my expectation. December 3rd, Bryant Park, lighting ceremony. December 4th, Rockefeller Center. December 5th, Wall Street Christmas Tree.
I love the Wall Street Christmas
yeah.
Tree too. I think people don't talk about it as much or know about it.
Oh.
It's a beautiful tree
yeah.
and how it looks with, it's a huge tree at the New York Stock Exchange. And then they have the beautiful Christmas lights and like Christmas snowflakes on the buildings. It's
yeah.
if when you come to New York City, I think that's a must see as well. I also like the Madison Square Park Christmas tree. There's quite a few, the Plaza Hotel, incredible.
There are three hotels that have fantastic Christmas trees,
yes.
Plaza,
mm-hmm.
Peninsula, and Lotti. These for
yep.
me are like a must.
Those are the three I was just going to
exactly.
say too.
If you
yeah.
want to see some amazing Christmas tree, you know, private from hotels,
yeah.
those three are amazing.
And
yeah.
what I love about the Peninsula tree as well, first of all, the people who work there are the nicest people I've ever
Ooh.
Met. They're
Ooh.
So awesome
yeah.
and welcoming. Beautiful Christmas decorations, Christmas tree. Also has a restroom in there if anybody needs a restroom in the city. But anyway, they also give away candy to kids for free at a certain time of day. I think it's like from 3 to 4. Don't quote me on a specific time, but they give away free candy. And I always send people there when we talk about it on the tours and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you said the Lot Hotel, right behind St. Patrick's Cathedral.
That's
correct. I think one of the most beautiful, top 5 beautiful Christmas trees in New York City.
That's and it. When you talk about the Lotti, New York Palace
mm-hmm.
Hotel, also don't forget to enter in the lobby of the hotel.
Correct.
Because there is a fantastic gingerbread house.
Yes.
Really iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful for pictures and for video. I love it.
Well, also, I like to face, obviously, the Lot Hotel, Palace Lot, however you say it. And but then I like to get behind the tree because then you have the tree of the St. Patrick's Cathedral in the view, too. So I think that's beautiful. I really do. Washington Square Park, I think, is one of the oldest Christmas tree lightings in the city, too. I think it just hit it like it's 100th or 101st. Same with Wall Street right around. But Washington Square Park is really pretty because it has a tree that is centered perfectly inside of the Washington Square Arch. And then you have the Empire State Building there. It's a beautiful view, too. I love that one. Do you have any other ones you can think of?
Well, I'm thinking on the 6th Avenue. I mean, it's not it's not really like a Christmas tree, but on Radio City Music Hall, on the wall, on the facade of Radio City Music Hall, you have this gigantic Christmas tree. Yeah. And then we can also talk about the shows, because Radio City Music Hall is famous for Christmas Spectacular with the Rockettes.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
And also don't forget the Fox Square Christmas tree that is at the intersection of 6th Avenue and 48th.
Yeah.
Just to give you a data, you know, a statistical information about the tree, it's lit 24 hours out of 24. So it's not like a switch on and switch off. And they have more than 300,000 lights.
The Fox tree does?
Yeah.
You just taught me something. I didn't know that. And but one thing I do know too, I think it's the one that kicks off all the tree lighting.
Correct.
It's always the first
tree lighting.
Always the first. And then right in just like half a block up is that artificial tree that has that kind of hole in the middle of it that you can, the whole family can stand in and inside of the tree.
Exactly.
And it's like a 30-foot tree. It's really cool. Really beautiful.
That's exactly what I love about New York. And that's also why I'm also so proud of my Instagram page, you know, and I'm always so interested in the holiday season, because there is always something new coming
up.
For example, this tree that you just mentioned, it's new.
Right.
A couple of years, you know, and it was not there before. So there is always something new. And what me and Kelly, we like to do every year is to go around and to see the novelties of the holiday season.
Yep.
And that's simply fantastic.
Yeah, we want to show you guys what to go see and what to do.
Exactly.
There's a couple more that I like. Tavern on the Green.
Yeah.
They just started doing a tree lighting. I think it was the first one last year. We were invited, but we were working.
We were busy with the tours.
And then the Harlem Mirror, also in Central Park at the top at 110 up at Harlem. What else do I have here? The Bloomberg Building. Is that the one you're going to say?
No. Oh, no. Another one.
Bloomberg Building right by Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
Bloomingdale has the windows, but the right there, right? It's on, what street is that? 59th.
59.
And Lexington,
yep.
Bloomberg tree. People don't know about it. It's incredible. What are we going to say?
South Street Seaport.
Yes.
That's also very, very nice. And I really love the surroundings, because they have a beautiful ice skating rinks on the East River. And you have the Christmas tree. It's an area that is, famous for locals. A lot of tourists, they don't know about it, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. The Titanic Museum is there too. A couple more trees. And I think we got them all.
Yeah.
So the New York Public Library.
Oh, yes.
That's a beauty. Another one I like, Marco, is the Beekman Hotel. It has this really pretty Christmas tree. And many people don't know about it, but it's one of my favorite hotels. It's beautiful. And it has a picture of Edgar Allan Poe in the lobby right there, who actually wrote The Raven on a Rock in on the west side, on the 85th Street area, west side, Riverside Park. But anyway, a little bit of side note. What were we going to say?
One more. Maybe you don't know about it.
What were you going to say?
It's on 7th Avenue and 52nd.
I just have one too. What is that one?
It's the BNP Paribas. It's a bank. And inside the lobby of the bank, they create this gigantic Christmas tree. It's not that famous. But last year when I was walking home after the check-in of the tours, I was working on 7th Avenue. I look inside BNP Paribas and I see this gigantic Christmas tree. You should check it out.
Where is it again? What's Cross Street?
7th Avenue and 52nd, 51st, more or less.
Huh, I have to check it out.
Yeah, it's right in front of it's right next to the Michelangelo Hotel. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Well, my last one is La Boucherie.
Oh, yeah.
That restaurant right there. It's on 6th and a half Avenue, that little hidden avenue. Do you know about 6th and a half Avenue?
I do know about 6th and a half.
Yeah, it's a little avenue that's, in between 7th and 6th. But I think it's like at, we'll say 51st, 52nd on 6th and a half Avenue. Beautiful restaurant and one of my favorite Christmas tree views too. It's really pretty.
True. I love it too.
How about decorations? Want to talk about decorations real quick?
Decorations, I would start. Decorations, you mean like holiday lights show,
holiday,
for example?
Anything Christmas decorations in New York City, what comes to mind besides from trees?
Yes. Before we cover trees, and I said that when you think about trees, you need to consider the Rockefeller Center Christmas
tree
as the first one.
Uh-huh.
When you think of decoration, you need to think of two spots, in my opinion.
I agree.
The first one is Saks.
Yep.
Fifth Avenue, the Saks light show. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They usually start during the Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's like on a Monday or a Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. And it's every night. Every night. It's a show that lasts 3 minutes. But then after 5 or 10 minutes, it's repeated again. Okay. And it's beautiful. Every year they change the theme. Every year they change the music. And it's simply fantastic.
It is stunning.
I love it. The one of 2 years ago, for example, was one of my favorite ones, because it was featuring beautiful songs of Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Wow, and, time flies. Yeah.
Yeah. And Elton John was also singing and mm-hmm. performing at the opening ceremony. Absolutely. It was amazing. And then the other one that is also free, it's like a free show, is Dyker Heights in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
If we talk about holiday lights, holiday decorations, what I always say on my Instagram page is that you cannot go to New York for Christmas and just focus on Manhattan and don't really go agree. To Brooklyn. You need to go to Brooklyn. You need to go to Dyker Heights. And that's exactly what we do, me and Kelly, yep. with our Christmas lights tours.
Yep. We're gonna talk about the Dyker Heights lights shortly too.
Yeah.
In depth about yeah, the course. Tours.
Absolutely.
When I think about Christmas lights, I think about 6th Avenue.
Yeah.
Too, because we're all right there, starting from like 50th, 51st, working down to the True. Fox Tree, which is 48th or something. 48th. You have the toy soldiers.
Yeah.
They're like 20 foot tall toy soldiers. Then moving down on a block, you have those like 20, 30 foot candy canes across from Radio City Music Hall.
Correct.
Then across the street on the same side is the huge red Christmas ornaments. I mean, it's endless. I mean, these Christmas decorations with all of them, you can get beautiful views of Radio City Music Hall with that tree you were talking about, all in the distance, all in the same photo, all same video. It's beautiful.
And then I think you cannot forget one of the most beautiful light show in New York. That started in 2020 for the first time, Hudson Yards.
Oh, yes.
Shine Bright Hudson Yards, more mm-hmm. than 2 million lights to decorate yeah. the shopping mall of Hudson Yards and the vessel. And for me, that's amazing. I love it.
It is stunning.
Yeah.
That's the Hudson Yards has been there, what, maybe 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah, 2020 was the first
Yeah, time. And it's just beautiful. Those I think it's so elegant.
Exactly. And then there is this hot, gigantic air balloon at the entrance of the shopping
Correct.
Mall.
Yeah.
And you can take the escalator and go up and you have this enormous decoration. It's beautiful. I love it.
It is really pretty. I got one more. And it is Columbus Circle. True. Columbus Circle has these beautiful Christmas stars. Mm-hmm. They're maybe 10 foot, 50, I don't know the dimensions, but they change colors too. And they come down from the ceiling. There's like 15 of them, and it's stunning, and it's about three or four stories that you can look over the railings at these incredible Christmas stars overlooking Columbus Circle.
And before you mention 6th Avenue, but also 5th Avenue is amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, if you start from the Plaza Hotel and you walk south, you go in front of Tiffany, you go in front of Bergdorf Goodman, you go in front of Cartier, then you have Saks 5th Avenue, then you have the Channel Garden. It's a continuous light, a continuous decoration. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Parallel yeah. to each other. Fifth Avenue and Sixth Avenue.
Yeah.
Start at Central Park on both Correct. Of them and work your way down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, down to like 48th.
Yeah, 48th, 50.
10 blocks.
Yeah, 10 blocks. Each. And you can do a perfect rectangular walk. You start from Saks Fifth Avenue. You go all the way to Central Park, to 59th Street. Then you turn to the left again on Sixth Avenue, and yep. all the way back.
You're good.
It's good. Yep. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I love just walking up and down 5th Avenue and 6th Avenue every day to see the Christmas lights and to do the tours. You know, I do walk through them purposely. Exactly. Just it makes me feel great. I like to see what's going on at the Christmas tree. I like to see the daily progress mm-hmm. of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree before it's lit too. Yeah. I think that's really cool. That's a really cool process. And you can get, if you go there before it's lit and it's under construction, so to speak, where they're letting the branches fall mm-hmm. and it's all under scaffolding, they can actually give you a branch,
of course,
from the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree.
True.
I think that's really cool. Like it's a good keepsake to take home. True. I think
Absolutely.
That'd be really cool if you guys are here before they light it.
Of course.
And you get to see them in action, you know, working on the tree, which is really cool, and putting the star up and everything. And
yeah,
really cool.
And this is also something very important for the listener. There are two locations that are iconic in New York, but they don't have any Christmas decoration. I just want to mention that because a lot of people ask me,
right,
is there a Christmas tree in Times Square, you know, or are there Christmas decoration in Central Park? There are no, you know,
mm-hmm.
so don't go like, for example, to Times Square and expect to find Christmas lights and Christmas decoration, Christmas tree. The same in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
They are beautiful. You always need to visit them,
yeah.
but they are not like Christmas sites. The Christmas sites is what we mentioned before.
Yeah.
But that's very important to mention too.
That's funny because you said Christmas lights in Times Square. I don't know if you saw me. I was thinking, I'm like, is there Christmas lights?
And yeah, no.
Yeah, not at all.
They never have like installation or things like this.
I've never thought about that. You're right.
True. Yeah, yeah. There is a Christmas market that is on Broadway between, you know, the M&M store on 51st till the Red Steps.
Oh, yes.
But it's not the most famous Christmas market.
Next to Olive Garden.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. You know, when we think about the Christmas market in New York, we always think about Bryant Park, Union Square, Columbus Circle. That's a nice one, the one in Times Square, but it's definitely not the most famous.
Good segue, because you just named them all. You know, I was going to ask you about the Christmas markets. Got Bryant Park, Columbus Circle.
Yep.
Also, there's a couple more, actually. Chelsea Market.
Yeah.
I love Chelsea Market. The Oculus in Brookfield Place, kind of.
Absolutely.
Grand Central Terminal.
Mm-hmm. The Holiday Fair.
Hudson Yards, you just mentioned earlier. And Time Out Market, a little down at Brooklyn and Dumbo.
True.
Yeah.
One thing that I always like also to share on my Instagram page is that the company that is selecting the vendors of the three main Christmas market, Bryant Park, Union Square, and Columbus Circle, is the same company.
Okay? Oh, I know that.
Yeah. And when someone applies to be on a Christmas market, they can apply to be on multiple Christmas markets, even on all three. Okay. So that's also what I like to tell to my followers, you know, that when you visit Bryant Park and then, for example, you want to visit Union Square, don't expect that you will see extremely different vendors or different types of product or different types of, you know, shops where you can buy decorations and so on, because more or less the vendors are similar. Okay. So my advice is always to focus on one Christmas market, let's say, for example, Bryant Park, visit it in depth. And then if, you know, for your walks and so on, you happen to be at Union Square, give it a look. But don't, you know, dedicate, for example, one full day to go on the three Christmas market with the purpose to find always something new.
I didn't know this. And that's interesting you say that, because I have thought that they were similar, but I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah. A lot of vendors are really almost the same. Yeah.
Interesting. Actually, you know what I did one year is I put a Christmas ornament on the Bryant Park Christmas tree, a personalized Christmas ornament. And I went back to get it when Christmas is over. And it was at the end of the season and my Christmas ornament was still there.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, the company that is selecting the vendor is doing an amazing job because all the vendors are locals. So the purpose is really to try to, you know, enhance the spirit of Christmas for the community of New York and, you know, the surrounding area. And I love the Christmas market.
I do too.
They always have a great spirit. There is always a section that is dedicated to shopping and there is always a section that it is dedicated to food. You know? So it's a great spot also to get something to food.
Are you talking about Bryant Park right now?
But also Union Square.
Yeah, Union Square.
Yeah, all of them, you know, they have like food vendors for drinks and
Columbus
for food.
Circle, yeah.
Amazing. I love them. Yeah.
I do too. But Bryant Park is the one I always find myself at.
True.
I like the seating around the ice skating rink, and I think it's just, there's something special to me about that.
Bryant Park is a complete package, in my opinion.
It is.
Because you get to Bryant Park, you have the Christmas market, you have the Christmas tree, you have the ice skating ring, you can see the Empire State Building. Yeah. You know, it's a beautiful environment. It's a beautiful atmosphere.
Yeah.
For example, Union Square, I love it. One of the stops of my tours is actually going to Union Square Christmas market to do some shopping for 45 minutes. But it's in brackets, just a Christmas market. Bryant Park also has the ice skating rink and the Christmas tree, which is for sure something in addition.
Well, I'm glad you just said your tours. Let's talk about your tours now.
Of course.
I think I would love to hear more about it too.
Yeah. So let's start from our first tour where we worked together. That is our Diker Heights and Dumbo.
Correct. That's the one I'll be doing with you.
Mm-hmm. Always. You are part, you are the fundamental part of this tour, Kelly. So we started this tour back in 2021. For the first time, okay, together. And it was a huge success. Long story short, we depart from Times Square with our vehicle. We have three types of vehicle. We have a coach bus, we have a minibus, and we have a luxury minivan.
Correct.
Kelly will be working with us on the luxury minivan.
Correct.
And on his website, you can find all the information when to book in case you want to, you know, to be on the tour with Kelly for our Christmas tour.
NewYorkCityCap.com.
Exactly.
Yep.
And from Times Square, we drive to Diker Heights. Okay. The drive to Diker Heights takes usually approximately 50 minutes to 1 hour,
correct,
depending on the traffic.
And who do we see on the way?
A lot of.
The green lady. Statue of Liberty. He's looking at me like, what?
Okay. Yes.
I should have said turquoise or whatever.
True. But let's say we see even other sites even better,
correct,
because
Yeah.
the drive is really scenic. It's really beautiful. We drive on the west side of Manhattan. We drive all the way south. We see the Hudson River. Usually it's sunset time.
That's a good point.
It's beautiful. We have in front of us the One World Trade Center.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We see Hudson Yards on the left when we are driving.
People always gasp when they see Hudson Yards and how beautiful it is.
Yeah, true. And then we enter the Battery Park Tunnel and we go to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then we drive until the exit 86th and we go to Diker Heights. Then we get off the bus and we start a walk that is always guided by our tour guides. So in case you will be with Kelly will be leading you. It's 1 hour walk.
Yeah.
And in this 1 hour walk, we cover all the most beautiful houses that you always see on Instagram. What we do usually, I mean, always, that it's something that I love to do because it's a sort of tradition with Kelly. Few days before Diker Heights starts, we always go to Diker Heights, me and Kelly alone without a tour. And we go to try to spot, you know, the novelties for the year.
Right.
Because what we try to do is always to try to figure out the best walk of the year to make sure that we cover the most beautiful houses.
Right. That's always fun. We're zipping around. We're walking around the neighborhood. We found a new house this last year.
Absolutely.
Too,
yeah, it was really amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about Diker Heights. It's always changing. I mean, there are few houses that are like iconic, you know, that it's part of the history of Diker Heights. I mean, one foremost is the one of Lucy Spata.
That was the grand finale on the tour.
Exactly, the grand finale of the tour. That was the one that started all the holiday tradition. But then all the others, it's always a big news. So we try to always hit the famous one, but then always adding some magic sparkle to make it even more beautiful. Because, you know, there are a lot of people that are coming back every year.
Correct.
We have some guests that have been on our tour in 2021, 2022, 2023, and they're coming back on 2024.
Yep,
I love it. Yeah.
I love seeing the return guests now.
Absolutely.
We're becoming good. You know.
It's part of like a family.
Yeah. It is. I was just going to say that. It's great.
Yeah.
And people are so excited. Like, you know, I've gotten just an email the other day from my friend Tish in Florida. And she's like, I booked on your bus and I can't wait to hang out.
That's
like,
awesome.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we leave at Diker Heights. Then where do we go?
Then from Diker Heights, there is about a 30-40 minutes drive. Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbo that also is in Brooklyn, means down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass.
Yeah.
And we do a fantastic walk. We walk down Washington Street, that is that Instagrammable spot with the Manhattan Bridge and the Empire State Building in the middle of the Manhattan Bridge. So people walk down Washington Street, always led by the tour guide. Then we go in front of the river, in front of the East River, and we take pictures of the skyline at night with the Brooklyn Bridge, and it's amazing. And Kelly, and that's what I love the most about Kelly, that he's always so friendly and like amazing in the job that he does. He's always helping all the tour guests to take pictures. So he's always offering to, you know, to give them their phone. And with their phone, he's taking pictures of them with the skyline in the backdrop.
My favorite thing to do, too.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, you know, as a professional photographer, I wish I could take, you know, use my camera, but that's a lot of work.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, I have them hand me their phones.
Of course.
And I love that people share their phone, their photos with us.
And what I love the most is that a lot of people, after they tour, because we see them on Instagram, they change the profile picture with the picture that Kelly just took.
Yeah, it's great because it is nighttime.
Yeah.
You have the carousel, you have the Brooklyn Bridge and Lower Manhattan on your photo,
it's
and you're
perfect.
Standing right in front of it. You're front and center. With this beautiful background. So
exactly.
One of the most beautiful views.
30-minute stop in Dumbo. So perfect time to take pictures without rush. Then we get back on the bus and we drive back to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour ends next to Bryant Park. So when we finish the tour, guests can go on their own into Bryant Park Christmas Market, see the Christmas tree and so on. One last thing that I want to add, that for me, it's one of the most beautiful part of the tour. It's not a stop, but it's a drive. We drive on the Manhattan Bridge. At night.
Oh, yeah.
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 On the way back from Dumbo, back into Manhattan, we drive on the Manhattan Bridge and the views is amazing.
And that you hear people again gasping just at the views and how stunning they are at nighttime of the city. It's truly beautiful. It puts me in such a good mood, too.
Yeah.
Just to see how everybody's just, their eyes are so open and they're just looking at the views. It's beautiful.
And one thing that I like to add is that this is really like a full-time experience. So it's really a guided tour. You will be with the tour guide off the bus, but also on the bus.
Correct.
The tour guide is sharing a lot of tips. For example, Ukeli, which type of tips do you usually share on the bus?
For me, there's endless amount of information I can give you. I talk the entire time. You guys get sick of me, I think. But I mean, I tell you everything, all things Christmas. Gosh, that's such a good question because now I can't think of anything. But I mean, I tell you, for instance, you know, we talk about 6th Avenue. We talk about 5th Avenue. We talk about Christmas tree lightings. I tell everybody the Christmas tree lightings because they're in town. They might be able to go see one. I mean, or just the Christmas trees in general, the Christmas markets. I talk everything Christmas.
Rooftops, restaurants.
Oh, that too. That's exactly. A good point. Thanks for reminding me.
Things to do, observatories, photos, opportunities, hidden gems,
Every day I will share in my stories on my social media. So I'll say, there's a beautiful rooftop. You go look at my stories on my social media because you will see the roof. Exactly. My favorite spots in the city as well to go see. That's a good point.
And a lot of people join the tour at the end of their trip, like on the final last day. And then they're like, I wished I joined it at the beginning
of your,
because the tour guides are sharing a lot of tips that are helping them to plan the rest of their trips.
Restaurants too.
Exactly.
You know, Christmas themed bars or restaurants or anything.
Exactly.
You know, whatever it's going to be this year. So, I mean, I don't feel there's enough time. Actually, one time we got stuck on the Manhattan Bridge because of traffic.
I remember.
This is the first time. It's the only time it's ever happened, but it was maybe for an hour.
Yeah.
And I still didn't have enough information. I mean, I didn't have enough information to tell them still. Is that the right way to say it?
I had a lot of the way around.
Yeah. I had a lot of information to tell everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, well, I could sit. And people were, they
loved
weren't,
it.
Yeah, they were like, this is great. The time flew because Kelly's giving us all this Christmas information that they would have never even gotten.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's a great tour.
No,
I think that tour, Marco. It's so fun.
I think really we created a great tour and people love it. The feedback that we receive are fantastic. It's a great experience. And I'm very happy to work with you again this year.
Oh, I am too. Yeah. It's how many years? Is it 4 years this year?
This is going to be the fourth.
Yeah. I thought it was five for some
reason. 2021.
But didn't we do one a couple, like before the pandemic? We didn't do one.
No. We started right after the pandemic with the very first. And so this is.
Yeah, fun. I just can't remember what years we started. Marco's like, I'm not surprised.
And then this year you will be working with me on another tour. Maybe we can also talk about that.
Yeah.
That's a new product.
Well, real quick, how long is the Decker Heights Christmas tour total?
4 hours.
4 hours.
So we usually start like at 4 p.m. or 4:30. Kelly will be on the 4:30 tour luxury minivan. Can you repeat again your website where they can buy a ticket for your tour?
New York City Cop, which is on my social media, .com.
Perfect.
And then you'll see my regular tours and then the Christmas tours on there.
Exactly.
And so I just want to be clear that we're on the bus for a couple hours, but we're also walking.
Exactly.
So sometimes people aren't aware that they're actually going to be walking. You are walking for an hour in Decker Heights and 30 minutes in Dumbo.
Perfect.
So I just want people to know that because sometimes.
But also it's important to say that you will not be walking 1 hour all the time when we are in Decker Heights because we walk,
correct,
we stop to
good
take
point.
Pictures, then we walk, we stop to take pictures. So it's perfect also like for families, for example.
Right.
If families with kids, they want to come, it's fine because, you know, it's easy to keep the pace.
Yeah, it's not a long walk. It's just a few blocks.
Exactly.
That's why it takes an hour is because we see so many beautiful homes.
We tested the same walk without the tours, without stopping. It's like 20, 25 minutes.
Exactly.
So it's basically the half. So
that's
this means
point.
That half of the time we walk, half of the time we take pictures. Yeah.
Exactly. So tell us about the other one, the newer one, right?
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. We also have two tours that are focusing on Manhattan. So the Decker Heights tour is focusing on Brooklyn, on the Brooklyn Lights. And the other two tours are focusing on Manhattan. And Kelly will be working with me on a new product for the 2024 holiday season that is called My Christmas Morning in Manhattan. And it's not just on Christmas morning. It's just to, you know, to enhance the fact that we will do the tour in the morning. It starts at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And it focuses on the lights and the decorations. It's going to be morning, so we cannot focus on the external lights because, you know, lights are not going to be on. But it focuses on the lights that are indoor. So, for example, we go to see the Plaza Hotel Christmas tree. We go to see the Peninsula Hotel Christmas tree, the Lotte New York Palace Hotel Christmas tree. We go to Macy's to see the holiday windows. And the most beautiful things of the tour is that we have an exclusive perk with one of the most famous Christmas restaurants in New York, Papillon.
I love Papillon.
Yeah, so basically...
We ate there.
Yeah, of course. And I became good friend with the manager mm-hmm. of the Papillon. I sent him a message like it was February, and I said, look, I would like to create a new tour, to launch a new tour in the morning, and I would like to offer something exclusive to our guest. So basically, all the tour guests will enter Papillon Christmas restaurant mm-hmm. before they open the doors to the general public.
Nice.
So they will be able to take pictures of the decorations of Papillon without crowds. And then, and this is the most important thing, Papillon is not going to take reservation for lunch or for dinner this holiday season mm-hmm. for the first time, because it was too difficult to manage all the reservations, right. too many people. Mm-hmm. So they are just doing walk-ins. But for us, they were all the tour participants will have a guaranteed table for lunch.
Wow.
So basically we access Papillon before they open for, you know, for the general public. And then considering that we are inside, already inside the restaurant, our tour guest can sit for lunch without waiting in line, skipping
the
line.
That's incredible. And I want to add too, Papillon, the Christmas decorations are out of this world for Christmas. It is, I mean, every square inch of that restaurant is decorated. It is Correct. Truly beautiful. And some of them are moving, and it's one of my favorite restaurants with Christmas decorations.
Absolutely.
And their food is amazing too.
True.
So it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And this tour with Papillon, it was like, it's like a bestseller for this holiday season.
Oh,
it's, right now it's selling out faster than the mm-hmm. Dyker Heights one. And that's why I contacted again the manager of Papillon, because mm-hmm. maybe some of the listeners don't know it, but the family that owns Papillon also have other restaurants.
I was going to say that.
Papillon, Oscar Wilde, and Lily's Victorian, that has two locations, one in Correct. Times Square and one in Union Square. So basically I told to the manager, look, my tour is selling out so fast. We need to try to find an alternative, because
right.
there are too many people that want to go to Papillon. What we do? And so he told me, let's work with Union Square, with mm-hmm. Lily's Victorian at Union Square.
Nice.
So if you go on the website and you see that the Papillon tour is sold out, you will see that there is an option to book the tour with Lily's Victorian.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of decoration is exactly the same as the one
say,
of Papillon.
They're all decorated just as beautifully too.
Exactly.
Same company. So they go, it's exactly. out of this world. I'm sorry to ask you this side note. There's a Oscar Wilde in Midtown, kind of. Like
yeah, it's 20. On 23rd.
Is that one?
27,
in,
sorry.
Yeah, that's not in
no.
part of the... I'm just making sure.
No, no,
just,
it's part yeah. of the same family of
right.
the restaurants.
It is, and it'll be decorated, too, in general.
Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. But for this year, we are working with Papillon, which is an amazing choice, uh-huh. and also with Lily's Victorian, that I want to really tell to the people that are listening, it's going to be exactly the same quality as Papillon.
Yes.
And already more than 600 people already booked the tour
wow.
With Lily's, mm-hmm. in terms of bookings with Papillon, it's already more than 2,600 people already booked that tour. Yeah.
Look at you!
Yeah,
that's
no, it's
amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's going very well, and
very well for a brand new tour.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But you know what? Your brand is so well known and so respected. So I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, and I mean, this is it's a step by step process because, mm-hmm. for example, this year. Also with Kelly, we are recording videos of Halloween, you know, because Papillon, Lily's Victorian and so on, they are also decorating in an amazing way for Halloween. And there are also some amazing Halloween spots all around the city. So the plan also for the future is to try to expand this Christmas business also in other
Into
period
Halloween.
Of the year and do some Halloween tours.
And we think, right, Dyker Heights decorates for Halloween too. So that's a possibility, correct?
Yeah, yeah. We need to get out there this year to see a bit our the decoration. And 2025, also think of launching something for Halloween, for sure.
Marco, you also have another tour. Tell us about that.
Correct. Then we also have another tour that is called the Holiday Spirit in Manhattan that mm-hmm. focuses on the lights, the famous lights and the decorations in Manhattan, but outside of Midtown. And I thought of that tour because, I mean, people go on their own to see the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, Radio City, the Sixth Avenue, and so on. But when you think of going outside of Midtown, it's a little bit more complicated because maybe you have your hotel in Midtown and after dark, you don't want to take the subway and so on. So the Holiday Spirit in Manhattan is doing three stops. We go first to Union Square Christmas Market. Then we go to the Financial District. We do a fantastic walk there. We start from the Wall Street Christmas tree. We go to Zuccotti Park, that is also very nice. Love and beautiful park. Decorated. The Oculus, we enter the Oculus to see all the Christmas lights.
Beautiful.
And then we go to the 9/11 memorial at night with the memorial pools and so on.
Right.
We get back on the bus. We go to Hudson Yards to see the 2 million lights with the vessel and so on. And then the tour ends on the 235th rooftop bar. Oh, we have an agreement with the rooftop bar to skip the line at re-entrance. So basically the tour guest will have the opportunity to skip the line at the entrance of the rooftop bar, go all the way to the rooftop bar and take pictures of the Empire State Building. There are heated igloos. It's beautiful.
Yep.
And I love this tour. It's it's the least famous among my three tours. But to be honest with you, from a business owner perspective, I don't understand why, because it's beautiful.
I
love it. It's historical. It's Christmas. It gives you a lot of information. You see a lot of sites that usually are not used. I mean, you don't see on your own.
Right.
And I think it's a great tour too.
And you end at 235th Avenue.
Correct.
Which is the address and the name of the bar the rooftop. And that's a beautiful rooftop. And the Christmas decorations there are beautiful.
Beautiful.
And then you have the Empire State Building
right in front of you.
It's probably one of the best views that you can get on a rooftop of the Empire State Building. I mean, I think that's a beautiful ending point.
Yeah.
Really smart.
So basically, we are going to have three tours for the holiday season.
Right.
So, Like Rides in Dumbo, My Christmas Morning in Manhattan, and Holiday Spirit in Manhattan.
What time do they generally start?
So the morning one starts at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some early bird tour that start at 6:30 in certain days. Yeah. 6:30 and finish at 9:30 at Papillon. Papillon will be closed for the general public because they open at 11:30.
Right.
But for us, exclusively, they open and we take pictures of the decoration. They're going to have like a sort of breakfast menu for us.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other ones, they are afternoon tours. So they start around 4:30. When you go on our website, you can find all the information. And the morning tour lasts 3 hours and the afternoon tours, they last 4 hours. So they are usually 3-4 hours long.
Yeah. Nice amount of time.
Yes. I think it's the perfect time. You know, in the first year, you remember, Kelly, our Dyke Rides tour had a third stop because we were going to Hudson Yards.
Oh,
remember?
That's right.
Yeah. But it was like a 6 hours tour, 5 to 6 hour tour, and was just a little bit too long. I prefer to split it and to say once focus on Dyke Rides to Brooklyn and the other that focuses on Manhattan. And for me, the feedback that I received from the people, it's better because, 5-6 hours start to be long.
Yeah, it is. It was kind of long. I do agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's perfect now. You just, we zip around and see other beautiful sights and head back to Bryant Park.
Absolutely.
Marco, before we let you go, we here at the New Yorkers podcast want to know what it means to you, Marco Abbiati, to be a New Yorker.
Being a New Yorker means, in my opinion, being able to grasp all the opportunities that the city can give you. And this is one of the things that I love the most about the city. If you are smart, if you want to try new things, if you want to experience new things, New York City can give you the best satisfaction in life. And this is something that I traveled the world. I lived in different cities, but that's something that I can only see in New York. And this is, for me, the real meaning of being like a real New Yorker.
That's awesome, Marco. That's a great answer. I was moved.
I didn't read it. I just came out like that.
Yeah. No, that's how it should be. Thank you, my friends, for joining us today for this week's episode of the New Yorkers podcast. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find you on social media, Marco?
Of course. So my name is Marco. I'm on Instagram, and the name of my Instagram page is My Christmas in New York City. And my website is www.mychristmasinnewyork.com.
Once again, I'm your host, Kelly Kopp, also known as New York City Kopp, across all my social media.
Please like and subscribe to the New Yorker podcast, and you can follow the New Yorkers on social media at the New Yorkers podcast.
You can leave a rating or a comment to let us know how you are enjoying the show. We read through all your comments and DMs, so please, we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Pam Larson, Lee McGarrett, Ryan's World of Gaming, and Petra Palafox for your kind words on the last episode. If you want to be featured at the end of an episode, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify.
And thank you, Marge Peace, Wilma Janssen, and Eugene Lazarev for your comments on Facebook.
Have a lovely day, and we will see you next time.
Thank you so much, and goodbye.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with MTA New York City Transit.